I always like that.
This is her.
This is
the lady. Guys, I'd like you to meet Audio Technica. This is her.
Hi, Carl.
Hi. Good evening.
Good evening, man. How are you?
Clearly, I'm losing my mind.
This room is really fucking with us now. So, tell me about your day. Let's start there, because I'll get into mine.
Really? Okay. Mine wasn't really much of a day. It was menial stuff, go to work, you know, it was raining outside, so we were freezing.
Typical van, yeah.
Almost turned into ice cubes today, but...
Yo, it snowed!
I know, right?
It snowed today!
It snowed for the first time.
One of these episodes...
First time!
One of these episodes, I talked about wanting a white Christmas. Mm. I asked for it. I was like, I want a white Christmas. I want like a snowy Christmas. And I knew I was not going to get that in Vancouver because I got it everywhere else. But here the fuck I am.
We're getting it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's snowed. Yeah. I mean, it's gone now because temperatures dropped. But like, or got higher? What's hotter?
Higher.
It goes higher when it's hotter?
Higher when it's hotter.
Me too, baby. Yeah. What's up? How you doing? No. But the snow's gone. But it snowed. I was like.
Yeah.
I was asleep when it happened. But I saw the photos. I saw everyone's photos. I saw the crowd, the environment. Yep. Everyone get a little more drunk.
Everybody was just already on their Instagram. Yeah. Putting in the stories. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. Blessings. Snow. Blessings. Okay. Continue your day. Sorry.
It was just pretty cold. Like, we went to three different locations all around Vancouver. A lot of driving and yeah. You know, and
just then typical day shit.
Took a nap after work.
Yeah.
And then
now we're here.
Went with a homie. Had some ribs earlier.
Yeah, we had ribs.
We had a manly hangout sesh.
Yeah,
we just bop into tunes.
We just
genocide.
Bop to Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre genocide. Yeah.
Drinking ribs.
Drinking.
Dude, the way I swallowed is pause.
Huh?
I don't know.
Swallowed?
What?
Swallowed this beer.
Swallowed this confidence right here. Oh. But anyways, do you think Mickey Mouse, I was going to say, he'd be sleeping around, huh? Mickey Mouse, come on, bro.
You want to come to my clubhouse?
He was doing shit.
That motherfucker ain't, well, he is slick, you know, he's just trying to.
You the logo? You ain't getting so much. Like on the side? You with the Disney brand?
The Disney, dog. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Much love to Disney.
Anyways, I love Disney.
Yeah. Disney.
Don't shoot us. But, my day. Mm-hmm. So last night I ordered food, actually. I work till midnight. I get off at midnight. Yep. Sucks, not great, whatever. Get off at midnight and I order food kind of in the 11 o'clock range of like, okay, it'll come. I can eat. Because I didn't eat the day because I'm a dumbass. And
I know.
I'm just on the go.
I know that you're dumb. Never mind.
Guys, I need more of the confidence I was talking about earlier. But like, yeah, no, I'm just not. Don't you just forget to eat, though?
I don't. Have you looked at me recently?
Don't worry, me too. I've got chins I can hand out.
Yeah.
I hand them bitches out like Thanksgiving. Like, help people hand out turkeys. I'm bombing. And it was my day, I forgot to eat. And I was just like, let me just order a quick little combo meal. With the number five, the number six, the number nine with the extra large fries with the cheese on top. If you know what that is, GTA San Andreas.
God bless you.
Big Smoke. Yep. Much love. Even though you're, fuck you, you betrayed Carl. Actually, yeah, the main character's name is Carl. Okay. Oh, shit.
I love that meme where he's just like in a bathroom or something. Like really, I'm just worried about something. I don't know what it was, but it was just like a scene. Like, we were just.
Carl's in bathrooms. What's that about? Carl's in bathrooms, man. Always
even
something.
That Carl, bro. That he has something to do with bathrooms.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shit. Here we go again. another Carl.
Oh shit, here we go again.
Every single Carl, bro. What was I talking about?
Your day.
I wanted food, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I just wanted some fucking food. Uh-huh. I just ordered a quick burger. This is so dumb. I ordered just a burger just to eat because
we can't talk.
I just blacked out. But, yeah. No, I ordered food. You know when you get... What? You know when you get... Why am I so laughy right now? You know when you get the food, like, they hand you a bag and they're holding it from the top, like, it's... So shit doesn't spill. Mm. He hands me the bag and it's sideways. And I was like, oh,
sideways?
Like,
yeah,
fuck? Like, it's sideways. The bag, the ordered delivery bag is sideways. I was like, oh, bet, like, whatever, like, okay, like, a burger and my drinks
how's
in there.
How's that physics-wise, like, the... What?
It's we're getting side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
it's
okay,
sideways. Okay. Weird. Yeah. And then he hands it to me, like how you would hand someone, like a pan, like a pizza pan. Let's just say, like it's a pan. It's a sheet. Like you use two hands, and you know. Mm-hmm. And I put my hands on it. It was cold as fuck. Mm. And I was like, okay, like I'll work with this. I'm not too much of a guy to complain about shit. If it comes, it comes.
Yeah.
Like, I gotta eat it.
Yeah.
I need more.
Story of me.
More confidence. But anyways, he hands me this sheet almost. Or this.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, it's freezing cold. Like, it's been in a freezer, like a fridge. Mm. I ripped the bag open really quickly. It's a fucking Reese's Pieces M&M's pie. Cake.
Oh, okay.
Frozen cake. Uh-huh. What's it called?
Ice cream cake,
yeah.
Yeah. Fuck.
God. The only thing creamy here is my fucking brain right now. So I got a Reese's Pieces M&M's ice cream cake.
Okay.
When the anger that was in my fucking chest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working at the store, and where it's me and late these hours, it's just me. Uh-huh. No one's in the store. Yeah. I run out the fucking store. I don't give a shit. Uh-huh. I'm like, hey, yo!
Right.
What the fuck? Mm-hmm. I didn't say that. I'm not an asshole. But I was like, hey, yo! Like, and he's down the street, like, walking in his car. So I have to really use my voice vocally. I do a podcast! Nah. And I tell him, he's coming back. And my order's wrong. I'm like, hey, this is one. Look at this fucking cake here. Uh-huh. I didn't order this.
Right.
Burger and fries, small shake, and fucking cheers on your way. And this is what annoys me. If you're a fucking worker or customer service worker, or you do that anything in this business, I get it's not your fault. I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it. You had nothing to do with this. But at least be on my side for a second, man.
True.
Be on my fucking side.
Mm-hmm.
And just say, oh. Like, give me, like, oh, like, some action. Give me some suggestions.
Give me some reassurance.
Exactly, because at that height, I was pissed off. I was trying to eat, and now even if I try to order again, I'm going to leave the store, and I got to go home. What, am I going to eat bread at home? What the fuck? I should eat bread at home. I'm broke. Anyways, I'm pissed off. My order's wrong. I still got to close this goddamn store.
Oh.
And everything's just going wrong, and he's not on my side. And I'm like, hey... I'm like, oh, I didn't order this. Like, I think you maybe gave me the wrong bag. Like, right. Maybe it's in his car.
Okay.
And he's like, oh.
Reasonable. Like, a reasonable kind of complaint,
I'm like,
right?
Okay, like, maybe maybe it's in your car.
Right,
like,
right. Okay, okay.
No. just says no.
Nah, no. Bro. Nah.
No, like, he's God's perfect angel here delivering food to this fucking
countless people.
Chubby guy. And no. And I was like,
damn.
I was like, what do you mean? He's, I don't know.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, okay.
So what now?
I turned him into the cake. This motherfucker. No, but
just pull out a wand, like, ding. Yeah.
But I was like, dude, just be on my side for a second. You can't give me 1 millisecond of like, oh, like maybe, like the store gave me the wrong thing, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, just, because I know it's not his fault. Like, he's just there to come bring it, like, bring it to me, and like, thank you very much spending the gas money and like doing your thing. It's your job. It is your job. Do it fucking right. Anyways, like, it's not on him. It's not on him.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I was using Uber Eats, by the way. I fucking love Uber Eats. I'm an Uber bitch. Anyways, and obviously I know I have to complain. Everything got sorted. I didn't get any food.
You got a refund at least?
I got a refund. Thank God.
Okay. God bless. God bless Uber Eats.
Yeah.
They're pretty good on that. They're pretty good on that. Like,
yeah. I sent them the photo of the cake. I was like, I posed with it. A selfie with the cake.
My finger was Instagram in the worthy. Yeah. Instagram worthy fucking photo shoot. I
was flipping the bird in the picture. Like, I was pissed off. And like, I remember even I called the lady immediately. I was like, this motherfucker, like, did
that. Violated my peace.
My peace has been stricken from the record. Motherfuckers. These people don't know.
Return Southern.
Return to sender. And I just put it outside. But I was like, dude, what? And I just, she knows when she answered the call. I was like, my love. And she's just like, oh, here we go. She knows I'm like, I just started ranting to her. I was like, this motherfucker, be on my side. Everything I'm saying to you
is
how I was saying, but angry.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, like, you know, it's okay. Like, and she's like, she's always like on my team.
Mm.
She's always like, yeah, fuck that guy. I was like, oh, I love you. I love you. Like, she's just with me on this. Like, I didn't know.
Like, your number one hype man. Yeah.
I just started up and she's like, yeah, fuck that piece of shit. Report him.
What's his address?
Yeah. I'll fucking kick his ass right now. And I was like, oh, yeah, thanks, my love. Like, and then I like ate some of the ice cream from the cake. And given this, I didn't eat the whole day.
Yeah.
And this is where therapy comes in because it is my fault.
Uh-huh.
I'm the one that didn't eat the whole fucking day. I'm the one that's the asshole. That's just like,
preach.
Oh, this, fuck everything, dude. Have a Snickers. Yeah. You know what growing up is realizing.
Have some Snickers, take a break.
Dude, you know
those commercials. Sorry.
This is when you know you've grown up. When you realize how real those Snickers commercials are. Oh, like just eat something and you're fine.
Yeah.
Like just eat food. Oh, why do you wake up so irritated and annoyed?
Yeah. Well,
bitch, the only thing you had was coffee.
Mm-hmm.
In like a frappe latte tage. My point is, eat food. If you dumb it down to being human, the simplest things can solve a lot of your issues.
Yeah.
Sleep, shit. Wait, fingers went weird. Eat. Sleep, shit, eat. Do fuck. What? Eat ribs, drink beer, and you're good to go.
Yeah.
Just like drink water. Use the restroom daily. Don't hold it in.
Mm-hmm.
Clean yourself.
Hallelujah.
Sleep. That's and you'll be kind of fine. You'll live 80, 90 years.
Instructions to life, guys.
Which is, it's the most simplest shit.
Mm-hmm.
When you think of like, oh, I gotta, also, hey, what's your relationship with working out? What? Why are you laughing? This is a serious question.
Oh, no.
Cause I went through my photo album. Uh-huh. Don't do this if you're me, because I just hate myself. But like,
uh-huh.
I saw myself when I was like 17. 2016 was a year like I really kind of just, I got lean because I was just playing a lot of basketball, especially.
Yeah.
And I got really lean, and I was like, oh shit, like,
yeah,
that Cameron has a jawline.
Yeah.
I shot him. I shot that motherfucker. But like, I have a lovely memory relationship. With working out, like back in the day, and it always feels good. You wake up better. I don't know why I don't do it more often.
Yeah.
But I want to say this.
New Year's resolution, guys.
Do you believe in those?
Oh.
Fuck you if you do. No, I'm just joking. But like, if you're gonna,
guys, to all the listeners that
read. Yeah, no, but I'm just saying, like, if I know the thing is like, because the New Year's is such a like a new year, new me.
Yeah.
But it's like, just do it. Yeah. I am annoyed by that. And I'm like, just if you're going to think about it, just do it. It doesn't have to be that day specifically. But if your brain works, therapy, again, if your brain works that way, if it feels like a restart to you, maybe that works best for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Working out's annoying. Anyways, sorry. I cut you off. I've been talking. I've been talking.
Guys, this is a podcast.
It's the Cameron podcast.
No, I think with working out in particular, I really loved it when I was mixing it with boxing, for sure. Cause like me and my buddy back then, shout out to the homie, you know, if you know, you know, we actually got into this together. Actually, a funny story. We were planning this for a couple years now. He was my high school buddy, mm-hmm. High school bestie. And there was originally three of us that was going to commit to this martial arts thing.
Okay? Ooh.
Because right about like 5-minute walk or 10-minute walk from our high school was a dojo, karate dojo.
And, oh, shit.
Yeah. And then we just saw what like people there with their kind of like, you know, karate outfits. They were like, oh shit, that's cool. And we kind of like what we saw in the movies, you know, action movies. And you
know, Mr. Miyagi's in the background. He's like, he's watching the
wax
window.
Wax on, wax off.
Rest in peace, by the way. Actor passed away. But anyways, yeah, wax on. Yo, Karate Kid is a classic. Yeah. Anyways,
classic, classic. And there was this nice gentleman that when we went to the dojo, I believe the buddy that I went and did boxing with recently, or quite a while ago actually now. Talked about the kind of how to start, everything like that. And then the other buddy was just really into it, you know?
Yeah.
And literally the next day, the other buddy that didn't talk to the guy or the karate master actually went and signed up for the dojo or for the membership. And both of us ended up just flaking.
Dog.
Just leaving him hanging. And... And to this day, we just talked about it like all the time, bringing it up here and there. It's just so funny. And also that guy that signed up, he ended up just obviously, you know, using it a bit and then having a time with it.
Yeah.
Using it. And then after that, like after that week, I think he, you know, quit because the homies wasn't there. But now it kind of like ran back full circle to us like a year ago. Now like doing boxing. Or actually got into boxing for a bit. And then...
A week again?
Yeah. No, no, not a week again. No, not a week again. We actually did it for like a couple months.
Oh, shit.
And then it started to die off, you know, as kind of things in my life go.
Carl, cheers.
Cheers. No, but... I really loved it because martial arts is so fucking cool. Like you get to like self-taught yourself or almost basically just learn how to self-defend.
Yeah.
And be more disciplined in your routines. But there's just something in just the movements of, you know, martial arts and it's even exhausting. Boxing. Yeah.
I did one boxing class in high school, just as our gym class went to do just the local boxing gym. And we had the guy come in and teach us for 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. 3 hours. That might have been too long. Maybe an hour and a half. And you think it was like, oh, just move. No, it was a strict cardio workout.
Yeah.
He was like, okay.
Jab, cross.
All that shit. Yeah. But also he's like, okay, here's this big band. Two of you guys go on each end of the band.
Uh-huh.
And you guys will run as hard as you can. And whoever wins. And then there was races where you had to like... Actually, I did this in middle school too.
Mm-hmm.
You put a towel around like a piece of wood, and then you just slide it on the ground. You're being a mop pretty much, and you're just going back and forth.
Yeah.
And that was just reps. Like, and I was like, "Fuck, this is like." I was like, it made me want to sign up for boxing.
Right.
But then I was also in high school, and I saw the prices, and I was like, "Oh, I'll just sit in McDonald's
in Vancouver. Oh my god,
drink dollar coffees." That's all I did in high school when I had homework to do.
Yeah.
Just sit in McDonald's, dollar coffees.
Mm-hmm.
I drink a lot of coffee. My poo is crazy. Anyways. Poo's crazy. So the thing about working out.
Yeah.
You kind of just have to keep doing it, hey?
I know.
Like, you think there's an end, but there's not an end.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to keep. Like, once you get your goal, you're like, oh, you have to make another one.
Yeah.
You gotta make another one. Like, it's not like
It's kind of like another instruction for life, you know? Like, almost like workout or keep healthy. Or be active.
And just train your brain, I guess. Like, just having, like, what's it called? Like, not diligence, but, like, discipline.
Yeah.
Just having discipline. I think that's an important.
So that's, like, eat, shit, sleep.
Ribs.
Ribs. hang out.
Yeah.
And then be active. That's, like, one of the top sixes.
Tools to life right now.
The six commandments. But... I actually want to take it back to the delivering thing, because I did that, bro. And I was pretty okay.
Yeah.
Regardless of people like
not. Oh, wait, you were the delivery.
Yeah.
Oh, the driver.
I did skip the dishes. And then DoorDash as well for some time. I think it was in pandemic as well. And I delivered, you know, weed as well. But
whoa.
We'll get into that some other time. But anyways, so the food delivery.
Local 42069 guy in your area code.
It was all legal. It was all legal.
Until it wasn't. More on Patreon. No, we don't have a Patreon. But sorry. Not
yet. So I was delivering. Been doing it for a couple months now. Because of the pandemic, what else you were going to do for money?
True.
And got the hang of it, you know, just kind of like saw the mileage go up in my car. But, you know, this one delivery just stuck with me for some reason. Because it was so funny. So what they ordered was like cake and like a bunch of like, I don't know, I think it's maybe aphrodisiac-ish. Like dark chocolate.
Whoa. Oh, wow.
You know, things like that, or
lingerie. The color red, yeah, was just in there.
Went to stop by at Victoria's Secret. As well. Yeah, I grabbed them a pair of lingerie.
You just picked up a girl. You're like, oh, it's Uber East. What are you gonna do?
Wait, this is a new delivery service.
Vancouver is wicked in the summertime.
I did that, and I was like, oh, okay. Probably like just an ordinary order, whatever. And okay, driving, and I got there, and the guy tipped well, pretty well, like probably $20 or $30 from what I remember.
How much was his order?
It was like $40
for a woman from Victoria's Secret. Damn,
I don't know, man.
He got that shit on discount. No, I'm not. Could have been a woman. Could have been a male. Who knows?
Yeah. Who knows?
Could have been anything in between. Love and spirit. Mm-hmm. But you were saying?
But went there, and this guy had a really nice house. Went around his one of the side doors.
Yeah.
And this door, if he, you know, just to kind of like give you guys an image, was sort of like a translucent glass. You know?
Shit.
And, you know, you could still kind of see the figure, shadow, right? And I was just, you know, walking up to it, and then all of a sudden I saw some figure
Queen
behind
Latifah.
The
door. I'm just guessing. I love Queen Latifah. Queen Latifah's a gangster. Sorry.
Who's behind that door?
The taxi driver. Shout out. That's a movie. Yeah. Queen Latifah's in. Sorry.
But
sorry.
Well, I was, you know, just the usual delivery guy, and food delivery. Dropped it to the front of their door, and then this guy already, like, he was already behind the door and opened immediately. And I could now see, like, an imprint, you know, like, maybe just like a silhouette of, you know, his dick. I don't know.
He was cocked
up. He was out here, like, birthday suited up. He was just by the door.
Oh, no pants.
No pants. No
Damn.
Pants.
Oh, my God. So Carl. That. Carter, you were in a porn video. You could have been in one. This is that Vancouver.
Somebody order a extra large sausage. No.
Someone order a sausage. Someone order a salus. Salus on the side. Like, you could have. This was your audition. This was
fuck, maybe that was a test, bro.
Dude, you dropped the ball.
Fuck. Shit, what was his address, bro?
How was it big? How was it big? How big was it?
Even though it, like, I couldn't see a lot of it.
What, head to toes?
It was just pretty translucent glass. But, you know, man was okay, you know? He was all right down there.
He was rocked up.
He was all right.
That's crazy.
And this was so...
You saw a python in the wild, bro. That doesn't happen in Vancouver. Yeah. Holy crap, you was on a safari.
It was just so memorable that I went to my car and then literally vlogged it.
Spent 20 minutes there. I spent 20 minutes doing absolutely nothing.
I contemplated my life. What is this delivery shit, bro? No, I think
you started another pandemic. You're like, something's gotta go on, something's gotta happen.
No, I think it was after sex food. I don't know. Or maybe before sex food.
Both.
Both could be.
Would you rather before or after?
Eat?
After. Yeah, after probably, right? rebuild those calories.
Yeah.
What? Rebuild or burn? Yeah, be active. Guys, be active.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. And then.
You never talked pretty to well. Guy.
I vaguely remember him just saying, like, hey, thanks. Hey, thanks.
Come on.
This guy cocked up.
He didn't say that. His dick talked for him. He's like, hello.
Like, he just door open the door wide open, like, coming in.
God.
No, he was a chill dude. Yeah.
You were in a porn video and you dropped the ball. Can you imagine? Can you imagine Carl Salas?
It was just a camera, like, hiding behind me. Like, catch the porn video. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Like, Carl, what?
What?
That's so huge. Literally. No. No. That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it's pretty hilarious. How do I think I even... Huh?
Did you like the delivery driving? It seemed fun, right? Unless, like, you're, like...
It's pretty okay, yeah.
Takes a toll on the vehicle.
That's the thing.
Depreciating every fucking minute.
Yeah. I realized that, like, when I was already, what, 10,000 kilometers in.
You couldn't do it at 8,000? Maybe 7,000? Like, you couldn't do it a little sooner?
10,000 kilometers in when it was just 4 months.
That's a lot. How much is your car at, do you know?
I don't know.
Because most cars, like, I mean...
160, now 150.
Most cars, I mean, fucking 400,000, 500,000. A lot more if you take really good care of it.
I take good care of it, I think, yeah.
Hey, how did you learn? Okay, so car-wise.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was 18, when I was 18, I moved out. I was like on my own. I became the adult just kind of in a week after my graduation. I just became an adult. And hey. I was like, bet. Okay, let's go pay taxes and work full time and. Cry in the bedroom with your whiskey bottle on the side. No, I'm just joking.
Okay.
But I got a car. There was a guy at my work, and he's like, oh, I got a car. Like, and the guy that I'm actually talking about, he actually ended up moving in so I could move out.
Okay.
But he's like, oh, I got this car. And he also had a weird situation, living situation in this small town.
Right.
Like, he's tinier than us. Like, I want to say 4'11", 4'10". Oh, tiny okay. guy. Maybe that's too short. 5'5". I think just 5. 5 foot flat.
Okay.
And I'm chatting with him at work and details about my first full-time job. Maybe that'll be a Patreon thing. Like, it was... Let me just say I worked 4 days a week.
If you know, you know.
I worked 4 days a week. Yeah. Maybe anywhere from 12 to 14 to 15 hours. Out of the 4 days, and then Christmas time and Easter time, and one other time was when we would work 6 days a week, doing those hours, crazy amount of hours. If you want money, good place to work. But I also wanted my sanity. And we'll get
Alberta. Sorry.
There's more stuff. Yeah. Pause. What the fuck? Okay.
BC.
Moving on. Just tell them the postal code while you're at it. You fuck. Jesus.
Dox this guy. No, but, keep going.
I was working with this guy and he's telling me, like, I'm like, because I lived in this apartment, beautiful price, 2-bedroom apartment, $650 a month.
Okay.
I had an office. Like, I was living. And, like, the thing is, in this town, I had a bunch of friends there that lived there prior and they helped them and their families helped me kind of move into this place by myself.
Yeah.
Like, it was so fucking nice because all their parents would be like, oh, like, also, I'll just say that. Just that town. Alberta. Just that town in Alberta knows me by the name Ron. Isn't that crazy? But, like, other parents are like, oh, Ron is, like, he needs some help. Like, he's moving into his place, you know, like, because I'm fresh 18, just as their kids and my friends, like, their kids, my friends, their kids are. Like, we're all the same age. Like,
right.
And I move in and. They're giving me paintings that they don't want, like these nice Ansel Adams photography portraits, black and white. He shoots in black and white a lot. Like, they're giving me, like, utensils, plates, like, just stocking me up. Like, oh, like, he's an 18-year-old fresh, just, like, living. And They were giving me food, give me canned food, give me all shit. They were hooking me up, really. And, like, much love to all of you guys out there. But anyways, I'm living with, or, like, I'm living at this place, and I'm talking to the guy that I work with. And I'm like, hey, I'm like, so, like, what's your deal? Like, what do you, like, where do you stay? Like, who do you have your own place or whatever? Mm-hmm. And because I was looking to get a roommate because my rent would go from $650 to $325 mm-hmm. for a two-bedroom. $325 rent? Isn't that fucking wild? Anyways, $325 And so I found him. I was like, oh, dude, like, you should move in, huh? And, like, I'm just going to work each day, kind of trying to convince him in.
Okay.
And it took one day. So that should tell you what I'm about to talk about. But I was like, oh, like, where do you stay, like, currently? Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, I'm at this apartment building, and there's, like, I live with this old guy.
Okay.
And, yeah, we don't really talk that much. And I was like, okay. The thing is, the guy I'm asking is maybe a year or 2 years older than us. And I was 18 at the time.
Oh.
And so I was like, oh, yeah, that's interesting. That's, yeah, whatever, right? And I was like, you down to move in? Like, I got this room. Like, come through. Like, I'll be your roommate. Like, it'll be our rent. Like, we were making a lot of money and paying a lot, like, really low on rent. It was a good job for what it was. But, and he's like, yeah, absolutely. Can I move in this weekend? And I was like, okay, bet. Like, I'll help you out. He's like, yeah, I got a car too. And we go into this place, and there's this big guy, big old grandpa.
Okay.
Looks like a nice dude, but he's just sitting on the couch watching television. It felt like a sad 50s movie where they're just like sitting watching television, smoking cigarettes. Because he was smoking cigarettes, just huffing darts. Just damn. Chilling. And like, and it was sunny as fuck outside, but he had like these dark, dark ass curtains. So it was dark in the room too. Like, I was like, holy fuck, we're in a movie right now. Like, this by the time we get out of his room, the guy's gonna be at the door locking it. Like, I was scared. Oh, shit. And I was like, oh fuck, like, oh. And I remember, like, I was like, oh, so have you, like, given notice to the landlord, like your roommate? Your fucking roommate, like, you're moving out. And he's like, oh, no, not yet. One sec. And then he goes out, and I'm in his room, which is a tiny room. The mattress was just on the floor. That was it. And there was just stuff everywhere. A PlayStation that had no TV to play in. And I was like, oh, okay. What have I done? But no, he goes out, and he just starts talking with the guy right then and there.
Okay.
He's like, oh, hey, I'm moving out.
Oh.
Right there in the moment. And I was like,
his peace was disturbed. He just liked his dark curtains and TV alone. He just picked
the guy up and started using him as a cigarette. He was like, oh yeah, you think so?
I'm quitting, by the way.
Yeah. And so I was like, oh shit, this is happening now. And so I just sat in the room for like maybe 20 to 30 minutes while they discussed, being like, when the guy was like, oh, like, you can't do that. You got to give me notice. They kind of got into an argument. Really? It was really awkward.
Okay.
And I was like, oh. And I was like, and I remember leaving the room, and I was like, everything good? Like, you got for sure? And then we just carried a mattress down. And he was on the top floor of this fucking apartment building. No elevator.
Oh.
Just threw it off the deck. We're like, good luck! So I'm hauling this mattress. And I was like, oh, like, we can put it, like, on. I have bungee cords at home. I got, I have straps at home. Like, I can put it on top of your car. We were only transporting up one block. And that was it. And I was like, I don't really want to carry a mattress to this fucking building, like, this across the street saying fucking hello.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, and the car doesn't really work right now. It's not really in great shape. And I was like, oh, okay, whatever. So we just carried this fucking mattress down the street, just in broad daylight, just like, oh, it's waving to the neighbors, saying hello. Just 2 18, well, I mean, I was 18, just fucking being stupid. Like, oh, his buddy's moving in. Thing, and he moves in, rent goes down. I buy the car off of him. I'm dragging the story out really long, but I buy the car off of him, and I get, this car was pretty shit.
Oh, okay.
400,000 clicks on it. Mm. It's pretty on, it's a Chrysler. Chrysler is a Chrysler, and it was old Chrysler.
Was that your first car?
Yeah.
Shit.
It was my first ever car. It was a Chrysler 200C. Wait, no. That's too nice. It's
Chrysler 200C.
I can't think of the car right now. What year? It was silver. the bumper, like when I looked at the front bumper, it was just attached by zip ties. Like, the tires were all good, but that was like kind of the only shady thing. I was like, fucking zip tie, bro. And so I was like, okay, whatever. I got the car. I was like, how much can I take it for?
Yeah.
He's like, $200.
Okay.
And I was like,
$200.
$200.
Okay.
And I was, in my mind, I was like, bet it's about who you know. Hey, yo, like, I got a deal right now. I have like a proper deal right now.
She's a fixer upper, but hey.
No, but I was like, hey, finesse the system. But don't ever buy a car for that low.
Yeah.
Don't like, if you're starting to like get into your getting your first car,
mm-hmm.
hit the 5,000, kind of save for it and yeah. buy a used car. Don't fucking you. Actually, yeah. that's your family. But like, don't finance it as an yeah. as a fresh 18-year, 19-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Don't finance your car. It's too much. But
you're going to get broke. Especially if you live here in Vancouver, you're going to get even broker.
Yeah, it'll break you. No. But like, what was I saying? Yeah, I bought this car. It was like $200. Bumper was fucking held on by things. I bought a new battery. I checked the transmission, which was like, okay. I got an oil change. I just kind of fixed it up on the outside, like as much as I could. Yeah. And I bought radiator coolant. I got the oil for it. And damn. When you learn, and this is how I learned how
this
to
is how
like,
you learn how to like, get into do a cars. Car. Yeah.
And I remember asking just a buddy of mine. He's like, all you got to do is read the owner's manual. Like, read the manual
did
that comes with the car.
Read it?
Yeah, and I fucking read it. Because, like...
All of it.
Not all of it, but enough to get enough the to get edges
oh, okay.
around, like, get it man dealt with.
Yeah. Because I feel like you would read... Not maybe, like, read, but, like, you would just try to know about something.
Yeah, and I could have Googled like, it and everything, yeah. but I was just like... like I remember...
Let's go back in the old days. The
yeah, manual. But I just... Because I don't know. I was like, it's a car, yeah. like...
Sure.
Pretty much when you get a car, they give you a manual.
Yeah.
Hey, this is the vehicle you have. This is everything that comes with it. Yeah. What you need for it.
It's like the playbook.
It's a playbook. It's just a playbook. Yeah. And I was just like, okay, whatever. Just read through it. And I remember just chilling, having a beer, and just reading through it and going through it. And like, oh, this is the type of oil I need. 10W-30W oil. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm that anal about things. Because when I do certain maintenances on my car...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like watching 5 YouTube videos is not enough. I gotta actually read the manual.
Yeah, that's the annoying like, part. Because sometimes when you try to fix your car, it gets so specific.
Specific, yes. That
there's no YouTube video for it.
Oh, fuck.
So you have to be like, I gotta do it
MacGyver
now.
Out of
I have
this.
To like learn.
I gotta pray that it doesn't break down.
Yeah, because there'll be no more car or Carl if it does. And so I did that with the owner's manual, and it was like a pretty, it was a really in rough shape car already.
Yeah.
So I was kind of gambling using it anyways.
Yeah.
But I got it insured. I did the bill.
Yeah.
Fuck, what's it called? I can't even remember. I haven't dealt with a lot of this shit in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
When you buy something, I need to give you a bill of purchase.
Receipt. Oh, wait, no.
No, it's a bill. A
bill of purchase.
Purchase of something, a paper you fill out when you're doing transactions with a vehicle.
Oh, okay.
That's what I had to fill out. Anyways, I filled it out, whatever. Anyways, yeah. I'm around this time, I was like, okay, I got a car now. Mm. And it's kind of nearing, it's like August. And I was like, let me go visit the family.
Mm.
They're a 4-hour drive
from
my town this to where they were staying.
This is the test.
This is when you become an adult. This is when, because in my household, the thing is like, once you get taught, you should know it after the first time. Like, let me teach you one time.
Yeah.
Do it now.
Yeah.
Not a good way to get taught.
Mm.
Not going to lie. But it's just how it is. Mentality is life. Life is crazy.
Yeah.
But that registered with me. And I was like, okay, once...
Yeah.
Now I do this shit. When I teach
makes you more
anybody
alpha.
Something. No, yeah. it's not. Like,
makes you more
not
makes
at,
you more Andrew Tate. No, I'm joking.
Not at 5'8", bro. Like I'm not shit. Like I'm not shit. But I remember just being like, oh, like now you just when I teach people anything, I get mad if they don't.
Oh.
This is a mental thing with myself. Yeah. I'm like, no, do it. Like I taught you, do it.
Right.
not it's just a good
easy like just do that do
it,
this
like this do this like hold the light yeah think think
but invincible
So I'm going on this trip. I go visit the family. 4-hour drive, and I drive early in the morning. I'm just like, let me just get there at like 8-9 o'clock because they were out camping. And so I just show, and I had a key always to the house. So I show up, chill, I'm there for like 3 days, and I go into town, pick up my buddy, we go watch a movie. And then when I come outside, the bumper's gone, bro.
The zip ties that it hold, bro.
Someone stole my bumper, bro.
Yo, so these small towns, again, bro.
Dude, someone stole my bumper, man. I still think about it. I miss it.
Shit.
Her? Him? I don't know. Yeah, someone stole my bumper, and I remember... I remember I was like, is that my car? And we walked to it, and I was like, oh, this is my car. So, like, the bumper's gone. Like, I drove into town, like, I had the bumper, like, it wasn't waving or flagging off.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is great. This is great. Bumper's gone.
I thought the zip ties didn't hold there.
No, the thing is, like, when we left the car and going into the theater, it was still there.
Yoinked.
It was still on the car.
Okay.
Come out of the theater.
Okay.
Gone. Someone just straight up took my bumper.
Sometimes it's just like that, bro. Like,
and so I just had like, and it was like a full damaged bumper. So like the air fan radiator showing, it was fucked up.
Fuck.
Anyways, I looked like I got into an accident. And whatever.
Yeah.
And it was end of story. Like, I'm like, oh, cheers. I'm giving everyone hugs. Yeah. I'm leaving.
Everybody hugs.
Yeah. What, giving everybody hugs, my family I'm like, oh, I gotta go back because I have work the next day at 6 in the morning. True. I could get to work at 6 in the morning. I gotta get to work at 6 in the morning. And I get there. Well, I'm driving, and this is the journey of where I think I became a man. And this is where another situation where it felt like a simulation.
Okay.
This is when those instances where life just doesn't feel real, like, of all people or like of all situations, this has happened. So, okay.
I'm scared.
No, like,
where did the car broke down and then.
just wait.
Okay. Shush.
So, on this particular car, the more I'm thinking about it, it's not a car. Dude, it was a silver fucking car. I didn't have it that long. That's the thing. It's a 2002 something.
Okay.
If we saw it drive by, I could tell you. I don't know why I can't think of it, but. Anyways, the battery is on the left side of the front hood, above or kind of scrunched in to the left front tire.
Mm-hmm.
And someone fucked with, you know, when you strip screws.
Oh, okay.
So like the strips were pretty much where the screws are supposed to go have all been stripped. Not on the battery. But on all the connectors.
All the connectors. Oh, okay.
Yeah, negative, positive connectors.
For sure.
Fucked up. Mm. The screws on those were fucked up.
Oh, my God.
And so I'm driving probably an hour into my journey to get home.
Mm-hmm.
Still got 3 more hours left. And I'm on the Highway 1. I'm on Canada Highway.
Right.
And there's been 4 or 5 big accidents. And I'm seeing on my Apple Maps that hide on the thing, on the dash, the whole highway on the map is just red, which means... you're not moving for 5 to 6 hours. And then when I checked on the news, even the days coming following, I checked on the news, people were stuck in traffic for like 13, 12, 14 hours. Horrible. What
the fuck?
So I was like, I remember just seeing all that, and I was like, I don't want to be a part of this. So I took the back. There was a town there, and I took the backside. I took the 1X highway. It's pretty much a side highway just beside the main highway.
Okay.
That was jammed up too, because everyone has the same ideas, because the world sucks. And so I'm on the side highway, the side one way.
We're all living the same lives.
Yeah, the 2-lane highway, and I'm just on the side one, and I'm like driving. And I'm like, oh, this is gonna take forever, and I'm tired because I've been driving since just for like an hour, but I was up like that whole day. I was up like deep in the morning, and I was like, oh, I have to leave because whatever. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll pull into this random open yard. It wasn't owned by anybody, like the piece of land that was there. So I just pulled in and parked. And then when I looked to my right, there's a bunch of people doing horses. Like, it's a birthday party. Like, there's families and trucks everywhere, da, 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 all these people. And then to my left, there was an abandoned barn.
Okay.
No one in the, like, it's an abandoned barn. It's like, there's holes in the roof. It's just dead.
Oh.
And so I was like, oh, shit. And I was like, oh, like, whatever. Like, now nah, I'll take a nap. Let me just take a nap. So I put on my iPod Nano. It sounds like I'm living in 2010 or something. Yeah. But, like, I still had one just because I put podcasts on it.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, man, let me listen to the podcast.
Even
and
back
I was
then.
Still doing this when I was 11. I was even listening to podcasts.
Back then. Wow. Shit.
And I'm laying there. I'm taking a nap. I sleep for about an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
It's not dark out yet. It's gray, but the weather started to change and it's raining now. And I wake up. It's cold as fuck. And I was like, okay, cool.
No.
And I was like, and I'm in
no, that is the fucking sound that you don't want to like, hear in the car while starting it.
Oh my god.
Yeah. That is like the reaction of a car when you're trying to start it that you don't want to hear ever.
And
ever.
I'm in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And I can't even use my car because guess what? The battery is dead. Well, this is not true. I bought a battery recently because I knew I was going to do this trip. Mm-hmm. So I was like, the battery's not dead. It can't be dead. What the fuck is going on? Uh-huh. I'm fucked here. And I can't even use the car to charge my phone or anything. And I had like maybe 10%. Like I was like, oh shit, I'm in a rut right now.
Yeah.
We're fucked. So I go outside. I'm like checking the hood. I'm checking everything. I'm trying to see. I'm like, I'm even checking oil. I'm like, did I fuck up the oil? Did I shit in it? Like, why is it so... And I would go back in the car and be like, doo, 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 doo. And I was like, oh my God, every time I turn the key.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, okay, I'm stuck like an hour and a half away from my house.
Right.
Kind of just, I can't even give directions on how to get to this place either.
Uh-huh.
It's not off the 1X highway. Uh-huh. I went down two other separate roads and got into this spot.
Mm-hmm.
And by this time, I slept for like an hour and a half, right? The party is kind of done, but there's like a few adults. Even it's funny because I was an adult. I was 18. But there's like families, like maybe three or four parents there. And I was like, hey. And I remember just being like, okay, I have to be the adult guy and like go up and ask if they have jumper cables or like just help me figure this shit out.
Yeah.
So I remember just going over. I'm like, oh, I can figure this out. Like, da, da, da. And I remember, I was like, let's jump it up. And we jump started it and it turned on.
Okay.
And I was like, I remember a cowboy. The thing is, they're all cowboys too. Mm-hmm. These had cowboy hats. They rolled over on horses. It was so Canadian. And they came over and they're like, oh, like, okay, it's good that we jump started it. But like, once, you know, when what's common with the dead battery, once you turn it off, you turn it off again. You need to jump start it again. So if you can get home without turning it off for the next few hours, you'll be fine. And I was like, well, I can't do that. I'm low on gas. Like I need to stop. I need place. I have to.
True.
It's a 3-hour drive.
Right.
So we turn it off, and now we're gonna figure out what the fuck's the issue.
Okay.
Two guys are checking up on a bunch of shit, making sure I didn't overheat it or fucking combust it.
Mm.
That's what's it called when you put in a like a.
What?
Like a hint at what's coming in the future.
Foreshadowing.
Bang! Yes, I was foreshadowing that.
English.
Anyways.
English. No, English high school. Sorry.
English high school. So I why look at the battery panel? I just look at the battery terminal and the positive screw that puts it into the battery to keep it tied to the side of the battery, which is just how this car designed it. Such a stupid place. I had to turn the wheel. Mm-hmm. And then take off a whole panel just to do it. Fucking annoying. Just to change your battery.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, the screws are stripped. So this is just, it's just not connected to the battery.
By the way, all the car buffs are just like flooding in. Like, I get this part like,
hey, dumbass. Piece of shit.
Piece of shit ass.
Like, dude, I bought a car for $200. I know what I was getting into. And so.
All the comments are just going to be like, like all those car people.
I know. But flash forward to the barn. I'm like, oh, let me go check this barn.
Mm-hmm.
Because the one thing I needed was a screw, a washer, and a nut. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
To kind of get me going. We go to the barn, me and this other guy. We're just chatting where we're from. And we found rusted nuts. Nuts and bolts, baby.
Nut?
Wait, no. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, ah, it is what it is, because they didn't have any.
Uh-huh.
They're like, oh, we can go to my toolbox, which is an hour away. I could drive there and come back. And I was like, okay.
That's the thing about like those that's rural areas. That's great,
but
not
guaranteed.
Yeah.
That's super nice, but not guaranteed. Yeah. Right? And so we go and we use it, and we just kind of, he gets like a fucking, he just gets a wrench and he just forces it on there. And he's like, I'm going to do this, but like, you're not changing the battery like really any time again. And I was like, that's fine. Who cares?
Okay.
I need to get home. Mm. This shit is $200. It can get, we'll scrap it.
Yeah.
Bang. Things turning off. It turns on.
Okay.
We're good.
Hey.
Turn it off.
Uh-huh.
Turn it on again. Like, it's work. We're good.
Yeah.
I was like, beautiful. It's still not dark out. The best
feeling ever.
Still not dark out. Problem solved. Let's get on the road. Let me just all the way. And dude, this whole story, I never told my parents. I didn't tell anybody that I was.
About this shit.
Anything that was going on.
Wow.
Because I was like, it's my issue.
Now they're going to go. They're going to know.
They. But like. It was my issue in the moment. Like, they're an hour away.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I can tell them, but they fucking can't do anything. I have to figure it out and fix it and get other people to help me fix it. True. Fixed it. We're on our way. We're getting home. It's dark now. I stopped at a gas station. We're good. Pick up some chips. I was like, oh, fucking blessings. I'll get home at, like,
was it on this whole time, like, throughout your trip back?
Cause that's how I drove.
No, like, it has to be, like, on all the time, right? Because don't you have to like turn it off when you're gassing?
Oh no! So we fixed the battery terminal.
Oh,
we fixed it with the shitty rusty
right
bolt, and we were good. So it was connected.
Amen.
Power through the vehicle. We're set.
Mm-hmm.
Turning it off and on. It's all good.
Okay.
I'm driving. I'm buying chips and shit just because I'm like, oh, I get to get home at midnight, sleep for 5 hours, go to work.
Uh huh.
We're good. We're in the clear. We made it. We made the trip.
Mm-hmm.
About 30 minutes outside of my town.
I know this shit happens.
It started to overheat. And what? There's a loud...
Because
the engine is fucked. The engine is just straight fucked.
This is why you do not buy $200 cars. Mm-hmm. And really old cars.
It overheated.
300, 400 clicks.
No. It overheated. And this was with radiator fluid in.
Radiation?
Radiation.
What is this car, bro? Is this a spaceship?
Back to the Future cars. Back to my mistakes car. But like, I put radiator fluid in, so it should have been like cooled. Yeah. Like, I put coolant in.
Yeah.
So we kind of should have floated enough.
True.
Still overheated.
Ugh.
And I was like, okay, fuck, it's a battery thing, I hope.
Yeah.
Because that's the one thing that's so easy to fix, like just to get someone to do jumper cables.
True.
I break down on a range road. A range road in Alberta means it's just an outback road in the middle of nowhere. There's no like really street lights. It's just dark. Mm-hmm. And it's just a range road. Mm-hmm. Shit is only lit by your vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And so I park. I just pull off to the side, turn it off, and that's it. It won't turn on again. But this time there's no noise. Oh, no, there's a... Like, I'm just using battery.
Uh-huh.
That's the only thing that's... No engine sounds.
Oh.
No exhaust sounds. No transmission. Nothing's powering up. You can just hear I'm using battery.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, cool. Not okay, cool, but I was like, fuck, something happened.
Shit, I'm gonna die.
Yeah. And it's... I want to say it's 11:30. It's dark as fuck out now. And
that's fucking scary, bro. So,
and I'm in... And it's dark. It's when you're... Dark my out. Car lights aren't on.
Yeah.
It's pitch black all around you, and I remember just getting up. There was one street light across the street, because it was across the street with someone's ranch. Okay. So there's a ranch house there. Okay. Like, so there's family there.
Serial killers.
Yeah. And I'm in the middle. Bro, maybe. In the middle of nowhere. Ranch family there, they're good.
Right. Okay.
Lucky enough, I can charge my phone. Like, that's all
with
good.
With a battery and everything.
But you don't want to do that too much, because you're good way to kill your battery.
Kill the battery.
And I remember just like getting up, looking to my left, seeing this just long, dark road. And at the end was like a house. And beside it was a farm.
Oh my God.
A big barn and a big warehouse. And yeah. one street light that was orange. As fuck. One street light that was orange just shining down in the middle of the road.
Orange?
Yeah, it was fuck orange. No, it was orange. And no. so like
it's anything either, but orange in a night, bro.
It was just that, and then when I looked to my right, it was just darkness and like cows you could kind of see in the distance.
Okay, cows are chill.
Yeah, and I was like, oh fuck. I'm 18, dude. Scared. I was like, oh, what is that? This is.
But I just sleep in the car. Like I give up.
I did. Oh, you did? Dude, no. So, I tried everything. Yeah. I walked over to the house.
Uh huh.
And no one answered.
True.
No one. It was dark in there. It was like It looked like a murder movie. Like I could have been just taken and killed. Like. It looked like one of those situations where you knock on the door, turn around, and you get hit.
I mean, what else you got to do, right?
I had to. Like, yeah. I was kind of fucked. What else
you got
to
do?
And so yeah. I was like, no one's there. No one's answering. And so I was like, okay, whatever. Like, no, I guess no one was home.
Mm.
And so I just go back to the car, and it's midnight now. I just put on my podcast, and I was like, fuck. So I just...
The podcast.
Yeah, so I went out, and I was like, yeah. It's overheated. Like, I put more radiator fluid, but now I'm overfilling it. Like... I was like, I did, what? So the engine was fucked and it exhaust kind of, when it sets such high heat, metal kind of warps or bends. Mm. So it lost pressure in there. So there's no like any air intake into the engine.
Mm.
I don't know if that's how that works or anything, but that's just how it was loosely explained to me, what, 5 years ago, 6 years ago?
Mm.
So like.
Damn.
So I remember just. I was like, oh shit, okay, this is it. It was midnight. I charged my phone up to like 100%, and I just looked in my backpack. I only brought a backpack on this trip. I grabbed jackets and hoodies, and I just slept in my car like this.
Okay.
And I wake up at 5 in the morning, and I was like, oh, turn it on.
Nothing.
So I call my work. I'm like, hey, I'm going to be late. And they're like...
You said you're gonna be late.
No, I didn't. No, I said I'm still coming in,
but I'm gonna be late.
Sorry. I was like, hey, like, I don't think I can make it in today.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, I'm stuck in the middle of nowhere, but
like you're really dedicated.
Yeah.
So out for the money. Yeah.
And I'm just stuck in the middle of nowhere, and it's 5 a.m. around this time.
How far are you again from your house?
30 minutes.
Oh, okay.
I was so close.
Yeah.
So fuck. I had 3 turns to make.
Right.
And by the time, like, the town I was living in was small, so even 30 minutes is a lot, actually, outside of the
town. You didn't want to just, like, leave the car and then get it towed later? Like,
no, walk? Nah, I'm not walking those roads at night.
No, at night.
Because you're also dealing with shit like, it's animals now.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I have a broken down car that I can kind of protect it in.
Yeah.
To, like, oh, I have to fight off 6 coyotes, a couple foxes.
I gotta go back in the Stone Ages. A bear might say
hello. Yeah, like, I went full native just to... Just to go to a job that I didn't want to go to. But I was like, oh, I can't make it, whatever, right?
Yeah.
And then I call. They open at 7 a.m. So I was like, fuck it, let me just go to bed. I woke up at 7. Mm-hmm. I called the tow truck.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey. It was a local tow truck about 20 minutes away. I was like, hey.
No bad.
I don't really know my coordinates. I can give you my Apple Maps location. And I just read it out.
Apple Maps?
Yeah, always. Anyways, maybe that's why the car broke down. But like I tell them the coordinates. And they're like, yeah, okay, they'll come pick you up at 10:30.
Okay. Reasonable.
3.5 hours.
Oh, never mind.
The guy that does the tow truck, he's on a different job. Already at 7 a.m.
Okay.
Fucking hustling out here. So, like, I had to wait 3.5 hours anyways.
Yeah.
So I'm just stuck in this fucking car.
Did you just knock again, like, the ranch across?
Yes, I did. So, they were home. There was an old guy.
Oh.
In overalls, too.
Like, what? Like, old guys all over these ranches.
And I was like, oh, yeah, I knocked last night. And he's like, oh, yeah, we weren't home last night. We were at, like, a friend's party. And it was, like, old folks. Like, I'm talking, like, 70s. Mm. And they're just like, yeah, we're partying. We're partying, drink beer, chilling. Made it back this morning. He's a cool guy, I'm not gonna lie.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, you know, I think I know what the issue is, but like, can we just see if I can jump it just to see?
Right.
Just maybe if it works.
Okay.
Oh yeah, and this happened all before I called the tow, actually. Tow was my last resort. Did it.
True.
Because I didn't have money either. Like, I spent it a lot around this time. Yeah. I was being pretty reckless. So I was like, I'm floating. And then I asked this guy, and he's like, I'll jump you. And he goes into the big warehouse.
Okay.
And he pulls up with a tractor. He just took a driving up to the tractor. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll see you there. I'll see you there. And I was like walking over. Yeah. I got to the car before he did. And it's just like 15 minutes of just in the background of him trying to make it over.
Yeah.
And then we jumped the car.
Did it work?
Nothing happened. I was like, fuck it. Like, it's something worse, and this car is just not going to start anymore. Okay. Like, I have to change the whole engine type of start. So called the tow, and then when they finally got there, my uncle on my stepdad's side, who I hadn't seen in 5 years. So remember, I was 18 at this point.
Okay.
The last time I saw him was 13. When I was 13. Pops out of the truck. And he's like, and he, I remember him walking up slowly to me, and I was like, are you a, and I said the last name, the last name their family shares. He's like, Cameron? And I was like, yeah, what's up? My uncle hadn't seen in 5 years, came and saved me with the tow.
Hey.
And the bill was like $250.
Uh-huh.
But he's like, just give me $100. Good.
Aww.
And I was like, thanks. Nah. And he told me back to my place, and I went in to my roommate, who's like smoking. Walk into my apartment, my roommate's just in the living room smoking weed, playing PS2 because he had the day off. And I was like, fuck you, dude. Although it's my fault for trusting a $200 car. But like,
holy shit.
I called a buddy, and then they took it to a scrapyard, said bye to it. Just been used for parts now, just around of it. Yeah.
So what did we learn?
Don't trust $200 cars and Cameron at 18, I guess. Lunatics.
Yeah, exactly, guys.
Mm.
Should I quick pause? I gotta
piss. No, let's... No, fuck pause. That's the episode.
Okay. Okay.
That's the episode. Hey, episode 7. Christmas is coming soon.
Christmas is coming soon.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy holidays. Yeah. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, everything, all the things beautiful and in between. Thank you, Carl.
Yeah.
Let's do another one soon, and I hope you guys enjoyed. I talked majority of this episode.
Yeah.
But just...
Honestly, it's good because, like...
It is what it is.
It does most of my job for me, which is nice.
God, I make the show. I get the people, and I'm the fucking workhorse. Nah, but...
Everything.
Okay, thank you. Please like and subscribe. Watch the episode. Listen to the episode. Spotify, iTunes.
Please YouTube. Be more considerate in your car choices.
Yeah. Check us out on Facebook.
Yeah.
Check us out on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram.
You. And tip your drivers, or not drivers, sorry. Delivery drivers.
Yes. And more stuff to come in the future. We have different ideas, but that's for the future. Deuces.
Deuces.